this is Stumpy, and welcome back to my Let's Play on Super Mario Odyssey. This one is going to be a little bit of a weird episode today, basically because I am not currently commentating while I'm playing. I somehow managed to lose the commentary of me recording this episode, so I only have the video, and I was trying to work out what to do, and I realized that this is too important of an episode to just kind of skip out. Like, you need to see what's going to happen in this episode, because this episode's crazy. It was, like, such a bad one to have, like, a technical error or a me error and end up losing the commentary, because so much crazy stuff happens. I was so annoyed. So, what I've decided to do is I'm going to basically just watch back the video with you and just kind of commentate over it. I haven't really watched it all back properly. There's a few bits towards of the end of the video that I skipped ahead just because, I kind of get stuck a little bit, so I just kind of cut those bits out. But yeah, apart from that, I am watching this video in the same way that you're just watching this video. So I guess I'm just going to be kind of commentating on kind of what happens a little bit. And kind of just the way that I'm playing and stuff. Of course, it's not going to be the same because all of the surprise and the shock and all of those moments have been lost to time, I guess, is a way to say it. So sadly, these aren't going to be my original reactions to the actions, but I just remember this being just such a cool moment. Anyway, let's read this. Since he took the time to steal the stupendous stew, I am in that something. Seeing as we've got some time to kill, let's review some skills. Travel tip, crouch. Yeah, I was assuming I was going to skip that. I must have been reading quicker the first time I played through this. What? Are we shaking? Why? And this is the big moment that I was talking about. It's not shocking me so much as it did last time. But yeah, Bowser shows up on a huge dragon, an absolutely enormous dragon, and not like a cartoony Mario Nintendo style dragon, just like a kind of really realistic, terrifying dragon. Let's see you survive this, plumber boy! And then the dragon, of course it does, starts shooting purple lightning from its mouth. I remember me saying purple lightning a lot the first time I recorded this, and I didn't like just record this like a few days ago or something either. Like, I recorded this a while ago. So it's actually kind of quite nice because this is my first time going back to look at it. You can see all of the stuff that Bowser's gathered up for his wedding there on his airship. I mean, to be fair, he is putting a lot of effort into this wedding. You know, Peach might not want to get married. She may have been kidnapped, but at least he's not just throwing together some sort of rubbish wedding. At least he's trying to organize it properly. Wouldn't you know it? The Odyssey is broken again. Yeah, the Odyssey's always breaking. To fix it, we must collect more power moons. Seems like that's the solution to every problem. I don't know what I'm doing right now. Oh, I'm trying to go into the tube. Oh, look how hard I'm trying. So you can go like inside of the Odyssey by going through like one of the exhausts. And I obviously really wanted to do it then, but I couldn't. So yeah, this is a bit of a weird kingdom. It's not even really one of the proper kingdoms. Basically, I mean, you can imagine what it's going to be. We are going to have a big boss fight going up against the giant dragon. And it's just such like a random, unexpected thing to just pop up in the middle of the Mario game. I was very shocked when it first was. Oh, there was a little bit down there. Did you see that? Like down to the right, there was a place that I could have gone to explore. Oh, this must be what it's like for you all of the time when I'm missing out all of these secrets and things and you're like shouting at the screen. I'm doing it as well now. There was another little place. If you play the game yourself, make sure you go and visit the little secret place. Or maybe you could just go straight ahead and encounter this rather happy smiley fellow. He does kind of look quite smiley, actually. Okay, when he's trying to look all angry and growl and stuff, just pretend he's really smiling. A big toothy grin, and he's all really happy. But yeah, now he starts going and firing a bunch of lightning at me. It's actually one of the best boss battles in the game. Like, the brutal boss battles, they're fine. But compared to some of, like, the boss battles that we've had in Mario Pass, I just don't think that they quite match up. But this is what I look for when I'm looking for a boss battle. So what you need to do is you need to go and climb up on top of the head. You need to get rid of whatever that thing was. And of course, that's a weak point. You couldn't have it more obvious. You could have had 100 signposts pointing to it saying weak point, and it still wouldn't have been more obvious than just by what it looked like. And then, yeah, as it kind of goes with these Mario boss fights, rinse and repeat. I can't actually remember how this section ends. and how we end up getting to the next kingdom. So I guess I'm going to be finding that out together. But whoop, this is scary. Oh, that was scarily close. You left it close then, Stampy. You left it really ridiculously close. And I guess there's more chains to get rid of. And then the world's most obvious weak point as well that we need to go and smash down. I think that we don't just do it three times, because normally you have the classic three, you know, times repeat structure that you need to do for these boss battles. But I think you might have to do it more than that. But I keep getting so close. I wonder if you can jump, like, in the middle of those hoops. It looks like if you were really, like, perfect and timed the jump amazingly, you might be able to jump through them. I have now been damaged, though, so I've lost some hearts. And there's loads and loads of these chains. Like, who's coming and putting whatever this thing back on it? Oh, do you think that's the thing that, Bowser put on it to control him, do you think? Does it kind of look like a Bowser thing? Maybe that's how Bowser's making this guy attack us. Oh no! Is that it? I think we did it. I mean, that was a cool boss fight, but that was shorter than I expected it was going to be. And I've already done it before. That just shows how bad my memory is at remembering it. But I guess we were able to get the multi-moon that we needed. And this should be able to power up the Odyssey and repair it. Like, to be fair, like, repairing the Odyssey and then powering up the Odyssey is really no different. Like, it makes no sense. Like, the fact that, you know, we could get way more power moons than we need, but when we get to a new kingdom, we still need to get the same amount. Like, the power moon business makes no sense. They wanted us to collect power moons. They had to come up with a reason for us to collect power moons. And so they came up with the Odyssey. But yeah, these three moons should be enough to, fingers crossed, repair the Odyssey. And then we can go on to the next kingdom, which is, I mean, this isn't going to be a spoiler, you're going to see it in a second. It's like Bowser's fortress, or Bowser's lair, or Bowser's home, or Bowser's, it's Bowser's something. Basically, we're going to where Bowser is, or where Bowser should be, at least, so we can go for the final big showdown against him, and try and once and for all be able to sort out Bowser. But yeah, just a small interruption of a dragon we had to defeat on the way. I like to think that dragon's just kind of gone off by itself now. Now that the thing on its head's been taken off, I like the idea that dragon's gone off to live a life somewhere else in the future. I love all of the stickers that I've got on the Odyssey. I need to go and put a bunch more of them on. Anyway, well, that was certainly a doozy of an interruption, but I'm glad we got the ship all fixed. Seeing as how we've got some time to kill, let's review some useful skills. The cap job! I know about the cap job. Come on, there we go. Old Stampy knew about the cap job. It's funny because as I'm recording this now, I have actually finished playing through the entire game. So it's really cool just to go back and to relive these moments, because, you know, the way I do YouTube is normally I record a video, no matter what it is, you know, it will be edited and then uploaded, and then I'll probably never ever think about it again. Like, I don't watch my own videos. Of course I don't. That would be madness for me to watch my own videos. I don't need to. I was there. And so literally I never ever go back to watch, you know, even though this isn't a full game, like kind of normal Let's Play, because there's no commentary in it as I'm watching it. Like, even though I'm just going back to watch my gameplay, it's just something that I never do. So it's really weird, like, watching the way that I'm playing, because most of the time, like, I'm doing what I think I would do now. Of course, it was me playing it. Like, if I think, oh, I'm going to stop and look over to the right at those colorful clouds, that's what I'm going to do. But then every now and then, like, I do something and I'm like, why did I do that? And like, the only thing I can put it down to is the fact that, you know, when I'm playing, like when I was playing then, I was like talking at the same time. So I probably wasn't concentrating very much. So there we go. Like, that mistake there. Obviously, if I walked into that Goomba, it was going to hurt me. But probably when I was originally playing it, I was, I don't know, talking about Blancmange or something. I don't know. And so I wasn't like concentrating properly. So it is really weird to go back and like watch yourself playing the game. It's just like a really interesting thing to do. Like, if you do have a way to record yourself, and like most consoles you can now, like just record yourself playing a game and like watch it back. It's probably like, it doesn't really matter so much for like Mario, I guess, but say if you're playing like, I don't know, like Overwatch or something, like you could just record yourself, and then when you watch it back, you'll notice every mistake you make, and it would probably be a really good way to get better at playing the game. You know, Mario doesn't really matter too much, but yeah, that was just bad timing. Me trying to ground pound through them all. That would have been really satisfying, though. If I had lined that up perfectly and just ground pound through 10 Goombas, that would have been so much fun. But sadly, I missed it, and it looks like I am ready to move on to the next area. And oh, yeah. This is what this episode's all about. Apart from the giant lightning purple dragon thingy. But yeah, there's these little birds, and they have a beak which can poke. And I did exactly what I would expect to do. I just played around poking for a while. And they can climb. And this is where... I don't know, I always just struggle with this stuff, because it was the same with the... You remember the little fork guys in the Luncheon Kingdom? And for some reason, I just couldn't do it. For a while, I just really struggled. Eventually, I get the hang of it. So it's just a case where you can kind of do it by just kind of flicking around to climb up. But to get, like, a load of height, you need to use the motion controls. And I just struggled so much with the motion. I mean, I always struggle with motion controls. I just don't like them. So I just never bother, like, to learn them properly. So, yeah, I'm in the same boat as you. I need to watch myself struggling and getting frustrated by... Because it looks so easy. That's the thing. And I remember at the time... I probably even said this in my original commentary. I remember at the time thinking that this looks really easy, and probably everyone thinks that I'm just doing it really badly, but it was actually a little bit awkward. It was probably a little bit more awkward than it should have been, but there we go. That was good of me. Look at me looking around and finding the behind the big wall hidden power moon I was able to get. The downside of going to get that power moon is that now I need to go and climb back up, but it's probably better to kind of climb up now, and it's relatively safe to get up. And oh, that was almost good. That was good for a little bit until I messed up. It was good. But it looks like we need to say goodbye to our birdie friend and go back in the electricity and burst off to the brand new level. I remember really enjoying this kingdom. Like, it's really different to the other ones because most of the kingdoms, they're much more open. It's, like, normally a big area, and there's normally, like, the main goal that you need to go and do. But then you can just kind of go around and explore. And this one's much more like a classic Mario level. The fact that, like, everything's kind of just floating around, and you really only have one way to go, and you just need to get through the challenges. And I do like the more open levels. Like, I think I'd probably prefer the more open Mario games rather than, like, just the completely, like, linear level ones. But it's always just nice just to have, like, a very set challenge. Like, you know what you need to do. You need to jump through these hoops. Can you do it? Are you good enough? That's the challenge. And oh yeah, these guys are fun. You need to make them smash down, and then you climb up on top of them. And once again, another very obvious weak point to go and blow them up. I think that might be the only one of them that we're going to face in these episodes. But they do definitely come back a little bit later on. And they're a pretty fun enemy to face. There's so many enemies that, like, you face just once or twice in this game. Like, in the old Mario games, there was, like, you know, the cast of enemies. There might be, say, 8 different types of enemies. There'd be, like, the ghosts, the Goombas, and, you know, just the standard ones. And then there's just different variations of them, like, throughout all of the levels. In this one, like, each kingdom, like, might have a unique enemy. And you might only face it, like, 1 or 2 times in, like, a really unique situation. And then that's it. So, yeah, we're about to discover one of the other big uses for these little birdie people. Basically, you can use their big beaks just to kind of, like, knock things around and kind of smash bombs and stuff. And, oh, I thought it was here, but I was getting a bit too excited and ahead of myself. But, yeah, let's go and have a little bit of a look around, I guess. Like, that's what I would expect to do. Like, I would expect for me to go and have a little look around. So it's good to see that I'm doing it. I actually haven't got any of the coins yet. There has been some that I've seen earlier, and I don't know whether... when I was playing it the first time, I spotted them, or whether I didn't, and I just decided to, you know, to go for them or not. But yeah, earlier on, I did see a bunch more of those purple coins, and it looks like that I didn't get them. But there we go. I was able to get my first 4. I think I probably at that point realized that I've obviously missed loads of them, so I'm not going to get all of them, so I probably won't even bother. But yeah, you can see there's a bunch more hidden down here. And oh yeah, I remember trying to do really fancy jumps here. So something I'm noticing as well by watching back, I keep trying to show off. Like, I learned how to do some fancy jumps, and I just really wanted everyone to know that I could do fancy jumps. But as you can see, half the time I tried to do the fancy jumps, I messed up the fancy jumps. But that was a fancy jump. I mean, it is literally me doing it only to show off. I could have just jumped over those torches normally, but I could do the fancy jumps. I wanted to do the fancy jump, so I did the fancy jump. So this is the part I was talking about. Basically, if you go and use the beak, you can go and knock the bombs around. I think at that point, I'm just trying to work out where I'm supposed to go, just to not go that way, just to make sure I can find all of the hidden things. So basically, I break a bunch of these boxes for a while. I find some multi-moons, but I take ages doing it. So I've just kind of head in the video to skip all of that out. And instead, let's go and see more of my fancy jumps. So yeah. Basically, up here, it's the same thing. So I got stuck for a while here. Basically, I couldn't find out where all of the different moons were. I break some of these boxes away. I think there's a moon hidden in one of them or something. So once again, let me just go and kind of cut ahead and skip here until I found the last multi-moon. Basically, all I had to do was go around the corner. But for some reason, I just never looked in this direction. So, yep, if you want to find them all, the last one is just hidden up here. You would probably have absolutely no trouble finding it. For some reason, I found it amazingly difficult. So the good thing about me coming back and now kind of editing it again means that I get to cut out me struggling around for ages. That allows me to go and grab this this multi-moon, which is then going to open up the big double doors. Considering this is like, you know, Bowser's fortress or whatever, like, he hasn't got very good security. Okay, I mean, the dragon was a good way to put off people just getting here in the first place. But once you get it, look at this. The door just opens up. Why doesn't he just leave the door shut? If he just didn't open up that door, there would be no way for me to get through. Or even just, like, get rid of those electricity things that he can obviously see that I keep using. You know, he obviously wants me to get to him. Like, he's not trying his best to stop me. He could have made it way harder. But yeah, we're pretty much coming up to the end of the episode here. The last thing I do is I spend ages trying to struggle to climb up this thing here just because I knew that there'd be a secret. So once again, let me just go and cut out me struggling to get to the top. Eventually, once again, using my super-duper fancy jumps, I am able to reach the top. And there's got to be, so is there a power moon or something up here? Oh no, just a few more of the purple coins. But anyway, that is going to be the end of this episode here. All of the other episodes will have normal commentary, just like all of the ones before this one had. Sorry I lost the commentary. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode anyway, and I'll see you all in the next one. Bye!